do attendance today, just out of curiosity, so please sign it. Okay, today is our last big topic. We're going to talk about, go back to databases, so we're going back to week one or two. But now we're talking about multiple tables. And when you are dealing with multiple tables, you are either dealing with a relational database or big data, as they're now working on. But we're not going into that. That is still mainly with big companies that are handling big data. Okay, so I'm looking at the relational database. So if you have multiple tables, they have to relate to each other in a particular way, following particular rules. Because if they don't relate to each other, you can't work with them together. So they have to relate in the sense of you have to be able to link them together. So they need to have something in common. So you have to design the tables. And as I tell the classes where we do this, when you're designing tables, it shouldn't just be the programmer or the analyst that's doing the design. It should be a group that's doing the design so that everybody can second guess and check on everybody else. When you're doing the design, you want to have people from the business that are going to be using these tables. You want people from IT that understand the rules from setting up the tables. So you basically want all of that brought together. Okay? So, the basic rules are, when you design the tables, you want to do it according to the rules of third normal form. And these are the rules of third normal form. The first one is, a relation is in first normal form if it does not contain repeating groups. Okay? And the problem there is, relationship is in first normal form if it does not contain repeating groups. Okay, so the problem is this. If you are a student, and I have, for example, a student ID and a student name and a major, okay, first of all, the student ID defines the person uniquely, so that's going to be the primary key. Okay, so then I want to keep track of, we decide, let's say, that we want to keep track of the courses the student is taking. So we want to put on course one and the grade for course one, and then course two, and the grade for course two. Grade for course two. And then you would keep going, okay? This is the bad idea. We don't want to do it that way. And the reason is that when do you stop? You make the rule, okay, students will only take 30 courses. And so you set up course 1, course 2, course 3, course 30. And then the day after you get it all done, a student signs up for their 31st course. Okay? It's not going to work. I don't have any place to put it. When I was one time placing an order over the phone, I wanted to order, I think it was 7 things. And I got to the 5th thing, and I started on, and the woman said, thank you for your order. And I said, but I'm not done. I've got 2 more things. And she said, I'm sorry, I can't take them. And I said, but I want them. So finally she said, all right, I'll make another order for you. So I had to give her my name, my address, my phone number, all of that information again. and she made another auto for me. And the reason was she had five slots on the table about my order. And as soon as I filled those five slots, she didn't have any room to put a sixth thing. And so she couldn't do it. So she had to start a whole new order for me. So she had to start a whole new order for me. So I don't do it this way. Okay? What I do is I set up a course table. So this is my student table. And this is my student course table. And my student course table is going to have the student ID, the course ID, so that I know what course they took. And it's going to have the date that they took the course, and it's going to have the grade. Okay, so every time a student takes a course, I will make a new student course record. Okay? And that student course record will contain the information about that particular course. So if a student is taking 30 courses, I will have 30 records. If they're taking one course, I'll have one record. Okay? Now, this links over here. The student ID is on both of them, so they link together. So when I am doing this in Access or another database, I can link the information from the two records together by using the thing that they have in common, the student ID. And I always want them to have something in common. Now, the primary key has to uniquely identify each record. So looking at this data, and a primary key can be made up of more than one field. A primary key can have multiple fields. So looking at that, what do you think would be a good primary key? Because it has to uniquely identify the record. Okay? I can't have duplicates in primary keys. It's got to uniquely identify the record. So student ID wouldn't be a primary key here, because if student ID was the primary key, the student could only take one course and the college would have out of business very quickly. Okay? So it clearly needs to have multiple things. So what do you think would work as a primary key?
Would it be course ID?
No, because then if course ID was the primary key, two students couldn't take the same course. Student ID and course, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's getting close. But the problem with combining student ID and course is, what if you flunk the course and need to take it again? If you have student ID and course, then somebody can't take the course a second time. Okay? So, given that, what do you think would be, huh? No, because then you run into a problem if they can't take two courses the same day. Right. So, how about all three? If I go here and say, there's my primary key, okay? So I have student 111 is taking course 120, and we'll say for the date, fall 17, and they are getting a B. Student 111 is taking 121 in the fall of 17, and they are getting a B again. Okay? But notice that these are unique. So student 112 can also take 120 in the fall of 17. But those are all unique because there is something different about all of them. Okay, this is the student ID. This is the course ID. This is the date. Okay. So for student 111, most of the time the course ID is going to be different. But if they flunk a course, okay, so let's say they flunk this course and they want to take it again, we can sign them up again for 120 in the spring of 18. And we don't know the grade yet, okay? But they can sign up for it again. It's got the same ID, the same course, but the date is different. And so it's unique because the three things together make the primary key, okay? So these three things together make the primary key, and that makes it work. So student ID, course ID, and date. One of those is going to be different because you can't take the same course twice in the same semester. Okay? So if you take the same course twice, it's going to be different semesters. Questions? Does that make sense? So that is, you can't have repeating groups. This is also a one-to-many relationship. One student can take many courses. So this is a one-to-many relationship. I've got one student, but that student, for most students, will appear multiple times on the courses, on the student courses table, because they're going to take multiple courses. So that's the one to many. That is one to the next rule is a relationship is in second normal form if it is in first normal form and no non-key attribute is dependent on only a portion of the primary key. Okay. So a relation is in second normal form if it's in first normal form, and they have no non-key attribute, in other words, the things that are not part of the primary key, is dependent on only a portion of the primary key. Okay. Copy that over. Okay, so that means I've got a primary key that is made up of three things. I can't put something on there that is relating to only one of those things. So if I went and said, okay, I'm going to add the course name, I can't do that because the course name relates only to the course ID. It has nothing to do with the student ID. It has nothing to do with the date. It has nothing to do with anything. It relates directly to that. So by having the course name on there, I'm breaking the rule of being dependent on only a portion of the primary key. Course name is only dependent on course ID. Okay. For those of you who came in late, I actually took attendance today, so before you leave, come up and sign that. Okay, so I can't put course name on there. I can't put student name on there. If I put the student name on there, okay, that is dependent only on that. So I can't do that. Those are wrong. Okay, so I can't have something that is dependent on only a portion of the primary key. I don't need student name anyway because I have student name over there. Okay? If I wanted to have the course name, then what I need to do is go in and I can have the student table. And the student table has the student ID, student name, the major. Name, I can set up a course table and put the course ID on that and the course name and the credits and that kind of information. Okay? What would be the primary key of that table? ID would be the primary key there because it uniquely identifies the course. Okay? So the course ID would be the primary key. So notice the linking that is going on when I add STU ID can link to STU ID, course ID can link to course ID. So I have linking going on there. And that's what I need when I've got multiple tables. Is I need a link between them so I can get information from both of them. So if I want to know the course name, I can go over to the course ID table and get the course name. Okay? But I can go because I can link this course ID to this course ID, and that will let me get access to the course name. Now, at this point, what I've got set up here is really a many-to-many relationship. I've got a many-to-many relationship because I can't carry course information over here on the student because that would break the rules of repeating groups. So I can't carry course information over here on the student. I can't carry student information on the course because, again, it would break the rules of repeating groups. If I carried all the students that have taken the course over here, how many thousands of repeating groups would I need? Okay? So this has got what is frequently called a mini many relationship, and this becomes a bridge table that is a bridge between the two because it can relate to the student and it can relate to the course. another example of a many-to-many relationship is if you have a movie and you have the movie number and the movie name and all of that, and then you have information about the stars, and you have the star number and the star's name. I need those on separate tables, and I really should not use them. Okay, so I've got these two. I want to keep information about movies and stars. A movie can have many stars, and I don't know how many they're going to have, so I can't carry the star over here with the movie, because that's a repeating rule. And a star is a star, probably because they've been in many movies. So I can't carry the movies over here, or that would make a repeating move. So I've got my information about the movie, I've got the information about the star, and then I set up a bridge table that will relate to both of them. So it will have the movie number, which relates over here, and the star number, that relates over there. Okay? So I've got the movie number and I've got the star number. And they each can relate to each other. Okay? So the key for the movie table, that's the key, movie number. For the star table, it is star number. And for the bridge table, it is a combination of movie number and star number. And that gives me a combination, which is the bridge table. The information that I carry on the bridge table has to be information that relates to both parts of the key. And salary, for example, does. Okay, they're going to get a particular salary or bonus or pay or whatever they're getting. For their, a star is going to get that salary for their role that movie. They're going to get a different salary for their role in another movie. So salary relates to both movie and to star. Okay, salary is about the particular star doing the particular movie. Does that make sense? We're doing a semester-long course in one day. Not a problem. I just basically want you to kind of know that you've seen these concepts, and when people start talking about relational databases and third normal form, I don't want you to have a blank look on your face, okay? So we're going through and kind of referring to these so you can have this vague understanding of what's going on. But in all seriousness, this is usually would be a semester-long course. And we have a semester-long course on it. A lot of four-year schools do as well. Okay, so that is, we've looked at now repeating groups, and we've looked at if the key has multiple parts, you have to relate to both parts. And salary relates to the star's role movie. So it works. Okay, the next one is a relation is in third normal form if it's in second normal form, and if the only determinants it contains are candidate keys. Okay. So, think I'll go back to this one. This one? That one. No, actually, I guess I need all three. Okay, so if the only determinants it contains account of are candidate keys, what that means as a candidate key is if I carry the SS number, the Social Security number over here, I'm not using it as a key, but I carry it. It is a candidate key. In fact, years ago, Social Security number used to be the college's ID card, okay? And then it became obvious that that was illegal. Everybody did that. Our driver's license were our Social Security number. Everything was Social Security number. Even though the country wasn't supposed to be doing that, everybody did it. And they now got strict about it, and so Social Security number is supposed to be your Social Security number, not your driver's license, not your student ID, not your, you know, everything else in the world. So a Social Security number, if you want to carry it, could be carried on there, and that's fine, it's a candidate key. Major, however, let's say I wanted to put on the major name. Okay? I can't do that. Because major name relates to major. It does not relate to the student ID. It has nothing to do with the student. I can change the major name without permission of the student. Okay, so it has nothing to do with the student directly. So if I want major name, I can't do that. I can set up another table though, called the major table, and I can put on here major code and the major name and any other information that I want about the major, who the chairman of that major is, and so forth. So I can carry any information that I want, and the primary key is major, and it relates into that. Okay, so I can relate back and forth there. So that's my third normal form. Yes, no, maybe? Does that make some sense? Another one that we can look at is
a customer and a product that they want to auto. So I have a customer, and we'll say these are customers that are have an account with us, as opposed to somebody off the street. This is a customer that has an account with us. So they have a customer ID, a customer name, address, and a bunch of other information about the customer. Then I have an inventory table. And these are the products I sell. So I've got an item ID and an item name. And maybe I've got on hand, on order, cost, price. I have a lot of stuff about my inventory. Okay, so I've got a particular set of things. The primary key is my item number over here. The primary key is my customer ID over there. So somebody places an order. Okay, so they place an order. So on the order, I have two choices. I can, and lots of times you will see this when you place an order. The order number is just a unique number. The company keeps track of what the next order number is. And so the next order number is just an arbitrary number. But that arbitrary number is the primary key. Okay, so you have on the computer, when you go in to put the order on the computer, it will come up and generate the next order number. So you'll have the next order number. So we're going to do it that way. So I'm going to have an order number, and that's going to be the primary key. Okay. Now, I still need to know what customer it is. So I put the customer ID on here, and that links over, so I can link over to the customer table and get the customer's name and address and all of the other information I need about the order. Then I probably want the date of the order, so I can put the date in here for my order. But I have a problem now. If the person is ordering more than one thing, like the story I told you about me on the phone, I can't put all of the items that they want to order in there, because then I would have repeating groups. So I can't do that. So I have to put in here something like order line, as in line number, okay, the order line. And that goes with the order number, okay? So the order number, this is a line item for a particular order. Think about an invoice that you've seen. Up at the top is usually things like name and address and date and all of that. The stuff from the top basically comes from here with the link into the customer ID. Then at the bottom, you list the item that they ordered, how many they ordered of it, and all of that kind of stuff. And so we're going to put in the item ID. Okay, because that is the item that they ordered. And for every item that they ordered, there will be a different record in this order line table. So I have the item number and the order number. Then I'm going to put in the quantity. Okay, how many do they want of this particular thing? And I may decide to put in the price that I sold it at, if I have volatile prices. If my prices stay the same and I can go over to the inventory and feel confident, then I don't have to. But prices frequently change. And if I had quoted the price at $5 and then it went up to $5.50, they are not going to be happy. Okay, they want the quoted price. So I may go over to the item table and get the price of today and put it in as the quoted price. Okay. So now I have a table for order line. What's my primary key going to be on that one? Item, which one?
Item
ID. No, because there could be, there's multiple orders on here, and the next person could have ordered the same item. Huh? But that is, the reason I had to do this is I have multiple things in one order. So think two fields. Okay, if I think two fields and I say order number, item number, then I've got this and it's working. Now, what that means is the order can't have the same item twice. But if this person says the same item number again, you can go back and adjust the quantity so that you don't have to put it on twice.
but the order number and the item number make the primary key. And I've got the links on this, so that order number links from here to here, and item ID links from there to there, so all of my tables link together. My customer table doesn't link directly to my inventory table, but it doesn't have to, because there's no reason why I want to process just the customer and inventory together. If I'm processing customer inventory, it's above an order. And so I have the order that will eventually be the item that if I need to. Because customer ID links over here, order number links me into here, item number links me to there. So I can link in and get all of these. So when you are doing this in Access, if I want information from all four tables, in the where clause, I would say where customer ID equals customer ID, and I'd have to write the table name. So I'd say where customer ID equals order customer ID, and order number equals order line order number, and order line item ID equals inventory item ID, and that would link them all together so I could get information from all of them. Okay. Questions? I don't know why I took a picture of that since it's already there, but anyway. Questions? Okay, so we've looked at two super simple examples, but there will be some systems out there that will have 25, 30, 40, 50 tables, and they have to figure out what they're carrying where, how they link, you know, think about the college and all of the stuff they have to carry about you, about the courses, about financial information. It goes on and on forever. And they have an extraordinarily complex system, okay? And the design is important, because if you mess up the design, it's really a headache. And so, essentially, one of the things you want to do is the only repeats you want are things that are providing links. Customer name should appear nowhere else. Item name should appear nowhere else. You don't want those repeating in multiple places, because if they do and you want to change one of them, you have to change it every place it repeats, and you don't want to have to do that. So you want it only showing up once. The exception to that are the things that are linking, and the things that are linking are usually either linking into or to a primary key. You can see customer ID is a primary key on this file. Order number is a primary key one place and part of a primary key the other place. Item ID is a primary key and part of a primary key. So it's mainly things that are the primary keys that are providing the linking. In fact, there's a vocabulary called foreign key. Customer ID linking to the primary key customer ID on customer is a foreign key. Okay, so that's a foreign key. It has a foreign key of customer ID on the order table linking to the customer ID on the customer table. And a foreign key always links to a primary key. So one of them has to be on one table, it has to be a primary key. The other table doesn't. And that would link to the primary key. So that's just a brief overview. Now what I want to do is go back to my home page. And we are going to look at a student one that we have just kind of talked about. So I'm looking at student table data needed. Okay, there it is.
So this is the data that I think I need. And so we have to set that up, and we've already done it pretty much. But this information is going to be on the student table. And this is the primary key. Okay, so we've already done that. We've already said those things together. Those, I've got the student ID, the name, city, state, GPA. On the example that I did, I called it major. Here I called it department. Okay? So I'm going to have information about the department. And so this would be on the department table. Okay? Now, if I'm going to be linking to that, I probably should add a department code onto the student's table so that I can link the two together. Okay, so I should probably do that. Then I have my course table, and this is the information about the courses that we would have. And then I want to keep information about the student taking a course during the semester. And that's the one we did the recalls. I don't remember what we called it, student course, I think. And that would have on it the student ID and the course ID or the course number, as well as the semester, year, and the grade. So those are the ones that we did before. This is the primary key. Department, course number is the primary key. And this together is the primary key. And we made that out before.
So now I want to look at, let me take a picture of that. And now I want to take a look at doing this on the database. So bring up this normal student four table database. Save this on my F drive. So I've got set up here the four tables that I wanted to create. Okay? And I create them the same way that you created the tables back in September. So if I look at design view here, there is my design of the student table.
I've got a student ID, student name, city, state, department code, and then GPA. So that's the information that I have about the student.
Okay. And if I view, I've got some people in that department,
and they are either CI or DU majors.
Okay. So that's my student table. Then I have a department table. Now the department table is going to link to department code. So the first thing I have to do is say, okay, department code, when I made it here,
is two characters. So when I make the department table, I also want it to be two characters because we're talking about the same data. Okay? So if I go and look at my department table, I have a department code, and indeed it is field size of two characters. So they're the same characters. I've got department code, department name, department chair. Then I'm going to skip the student course for a minute and bring up the course table. The course table has the course number, the course name, and the number of credits. Okay, so course number is one of the link things. I want to know when I make the student course how big it is. It's 6. And I didn't look at the student ID, and I should have. So now I'm going to go back and look at the student ID. And the student ID is 5 characters. Okay? So the student ID is 5 characters. So now I'm going to make or look at the student course table. And the student ID is 5 characters, so that works. The course number is 6 characters, so that works. So I've got them the same size, which makes it a lot easier when you're matching them, have them the same size. And then I have semester, year, and I have grade.
Did you have an error if they're not the same size?
No, it's just it's easier for somebody to mess up putting the data in and leave spaces at the end rather than all the rest of it. Or put leading zeros in or something. It's just easier if you kind of force them. This is a 5-character field. So now I've got my 4 fields set up, my 4 tables set up. Okay. So now I want to create a query, and I'm going to go into query design. Okay. So now I've got my 4 tables. So I've got a student table and a course table and a department table and a student course table. So I'm going to say I want the student table and the department table. Okay? And then I close. So I now have those two tables. You may or may not see the link union there. Okay? It depends on how things were set up, whether you see the linking. But those are, that is a link between. If I didn't see that link, then I want to take the department code from one table and take it over and drop it on top of the department code from the other table, and that will make the link. Okay? So if this link isn't here, I'm deleting it. Hello? Delete? There. If I take department code from one table and drag it over and drop it on the other one, department code on the other table, then it makes the link. Okay. And that means that it will relate this department code to this department code and get the right department name if they are linked. So now I decide what fields I want. So I want the student ID field, I want the student name field, and I want the department code, and I want the department name from the other table. Now notice how it says, this is from the student table, this is from the student table, this is from the student, this is from the department. I could have also put down department codes from the department table.
It wouldn't matter which I did. So if I want to, I can put that department code there, and you'll see they'll be absolutely the same. So I can put them both places, and they'll be the same. So the linking has happened, and so now I am going to run this. And for all the students, it linked over, and it got the correct major. So this is the setup that I have, and when I hit run or view, it shows me the output. So I now can see the output, because the BU linked over to the BU over here and came up with business administration. The CI linked to the CI here and came up with computer information. Now, if I go back and I take that link out, so I'm deleting it, and I then run it again, what I'm getting there is all the possible combinations because I didn't link. Okay? So Jane Koster is being, that can be both a business administration and computer information. John Doe gets both of them. And if I had 10 different departments, John Doe would have 10 different things because it combines with all of the possible departments because I didn't link. If I go back and put the link back in and look at it again, then I've only got the two because the link links the tables such that they match. So the link means I want to find matching ones. And if you don't have the link, it combines every record on table one with every record on table two. Okay? So you're going to have thousands of records if you've got a lot of data. Now I can go down and do the same thing that I did before, and I can say I only want to see CI majors. Only it does that. Okay, I only want to see CI majors. So I can put in any conditions that I want. And now I'm saying I only want to see CI majors. And so if I go and view this, I just have the CI majors. So now let's go back and say, okay, I want to bring down the GPA also. And I want to see CI majors with a GPA greater than 3.5. Okay, so I've now said I want to see CI majors because they're both on the criteria line. I want to see CI majors with a GPA greater than 3.5. And I click view, and nobody apparently had that combination. So now I'm going to go back and change it and say greater than 3. Over and run that, and I have 2 that have greater than 3. Okay, so those are the 2 that were greater than 3. Okay, how would I change this now to say I want either CI or GPA greater than 3? Either CI or GPA greater than 3. That's right. I just moved the greater than 3 down, and I've now got it on the OR line. So I'm now saying I either want CI or greater than 3. Okay. So I've got CI or greater than 3, and when I run that, I pick up a business student that has GPA greater than 3. And I get all of the CI students. Okay? So I get all of the CI students, and I get 1 business student that had a GPA greater than 3. Okay, so I'm going to change this. Do you want to save the changes? Yes. Department. That was mainly about department, so I'll call it department. And now notice the way that it happened to be set up. Yours might not be, but it is showing department and the student, and department and the department, because those 2 link together. Get in this particular table. Okay, so now I want to create one that has all of the fields on it. So go ahead and do that. Create a query that has all of the fields. All of the tables. So that means I'm going to add them all. So I highlight each one and add them. Now, I apparently only have the link between student and department. Okay? So now I want to make my other links happen because I need all of these linked together. So I'm going to take course number and drag it over on top of this course number. Course number in the course table on top of course number in the student course table. And I'm going to reposition these a little bit so you can see it in it. And then I'm going to link student ID on the student table and drag it over to student ID on the student course table and link that. Okay, so I've now got linkages to all of my different tables. So now I can decide what data I want to see. So if I want to see the student ID, the student name, the GPA, the course number, the course name, and the semester and year, and the grade. Okay, so I have now linked, and then I guess I should put in the department. The department code and the department name. And I'm going to make some of these a little bit smaller so that I can show them all. Okay, so now I've got them all showing. And notice that I've got something from the student table, something from the course table, student course table, and something from the department table. And they're all linked together. Okay. So since they're all linked together, if I do a view of this, I am going to see the results. Okay. So I'm making them together and I'm seeing the results. So Jane Costa was taking two courses, John Doe only one, James Souza was taking three courses, or we have to retake this one from the other method. So you can see the links in it. Now, if I want to go back, I can go back and set criteria. So I can go back here and say I want a GPA, or let's say I want the department code to be CI. Okay. So I want to get all that have CI and either... a B in the grade, or a GPA greater than 3. Okay. So I don't even know if anybody meets that criteria, but let's try it. They have to be a CI major. And then they either have to have a grade of B or a GPA greater than 3. Did anybody get results? Okay. Okay, so those are CI mages, and they're all CI mages. And two of them have Bs. Well, it turns out they're all greater than three.
Okay, because it actually met the all greater than three, all of them meet the greater than three criteria. So, the B probably got checked, even though the B got checked, and then the other one got checked. It's up to how we did it, or how they resolve it. But that works.
If I go back and say greater than 3.1, I will lose somebody. So let me try that. So I'm going to go back. And I'm going to say greater than 3.1. So, this one is not greater than 3.1, but does have a B. So that one got displayed because of the B. Okay? And the ones that have an A got displayed because of the GPA. And Jane Costa got displayed for either one of them. It didn't matter. Jane Costa got there twice. Got approval twice. Because it was greater than 3.1 and she had B. Okay. Questions? Okay. Your assignment, and we will work on it on Thursday, is a donor database. So if you bring that up, I am telling you the fields. You're going to have three tables, a donor table, a donation table, and a drive table. On the donor table, you have a field called donor ID, a field called donor name, and a field called donor address. Okay? The donor ID is the primary key. On the donation table, you have a donor ID, a drive number, and a date for the donation. And those are all part of the primary key. And then you have an amount of the donation. On the drive table, you have a drive number, which is the primary key, drive name, and drive goal. So those are the tables you set up, and then I have you doing some queries down below on those tables. I should go back to the table, and we're going to save this one as all. If you bring up the student course table, okay, notice that the key symbol is next to all three. Okay. So the way you do that is I'm going to go in here. No, I just want that. No. All right, I just want this key to go away. Okay. If I highlight all three and then hit the key symbol, that is how I can make the primary key and how I can get rid of it. So I highlight all three fields and click on primary key. So I highlight all three, and then I click on primary key, and that makes a primary key for multiple fields. And if I click on it again, it makes the primary key go away. So if I highlight all three and click on primary key, it makes it go away. I'd forgotten that. I thought I was supposed to hit delete. But if I highlight all three, it goes away. And then if I highlight all three and hit primary key again, I've created the primary key for all three. Those three fields are the primary key to the course number, semester, year. Okay? On the one I'm having you do, there is one table that has multiple primary keys. And so you're going to have to, when you get them set up, highlight these three and then hit the primary key symbol. And it will make the primary key. Okay? So you're going to create these three tables. And as I said, we will work on this on Thursday for a while if you have questions. But try to get it started so that if you have questions, you can ask. Questions now.